Hello, today is May 11, 2017. I am, oddly enough, coming to you in a space of confusion and clutter and frustration and eventually anxiety. I typically give myself the space and time to ponder through my thoughts, to figure out exactly what I want to do with them, to figure out what I want to do with the issues that have caused them. But this morning, I decided to just podcast my way through it, and not necessarily through figuring out what to do, but getting the thoughts out of my head, putting them out into the universe, and doing what I know needs to be done. It's just the work that it takes to do it that I'm not looking forward to doing. And so it relates specifically to all of what I've done, all of what I've accomplished. I'm trying to hone in on the areas that are no longer relevant in my current existence, my current what word would I use? My current just reality, and wanting to clear my space of those things. Specifically, my YouTube channels. I want to get back out there on YouTube and share more of the live in person, behind the scenes thing that comes with the work life operations of existing, and how I have created a life from absolutely nothing. And nothing meaning poverty and being, you know, a single soul mom to my daughter and struggling through anxiety and dead end jobs, to creating my own lifestyle that I absolutely love, where I have overcome a lot of those hurdles that related to being in poverty and suffering from anxiety and depression, creating a job, creating a career, I'll say, and sharing all of those various aspects with individuals such as yourself. And so where I am now is knowing that I don't know where to start. I didn't know where to start with trying to clean up, because I have so many different outlets that I've started since 2009, the ones that are irrelevant, the ones that no longer exist, not wanting to let go of over 1,000, close to 2,000 YouTube subscribers, and over 200,000 views on one particular channel, but that channel no longer serves significance to my life, and I don't foresee it as something that will. And so I'm stuck because I don't want to let go. I need to stop holding on to something that no longer serves me a purpose, and I need to become one with what does. And so the space that I'm in right now, like I said, oddly enough, is trying to sort through pushing myself to do that. I know I need to do it, especially if I want to pick up and carry on and do so in a way that is conducive, conductive, strategic, and organized, and helping me achieve my goal. That's how I've done everything, especially my Brown Skin Women Network, which you may or may not be familiar with. It is a blog that I started in 2013, which eventually came this world of its own, and it is absolutely inspiring, not just to myself, but women across the U.S. And beyond. I recently found that someone in Nigeria was following my blog, and that was pretty like eye-opening and inspiring. And so I know that a lot of what I'm sharing to date is really what people are following me for, and a lot of people who follow me because of what I've done in the past. And so I know that I'm creating a divide between the two, and those who will stay, those who won't, and that's just reality, and so I know I need to get over that. But the reason for me wanting to share this particular podcast is because in the interim of really trying to push myself to move to the next step, I thought of the words to really help inspire me to do that, which prompted this podcast. Start where you are. The bridge between where you are and where you want to be relies heavily on starting in that moment, and not thinking too much about the past, not thinking too much about the future. I'm thinking about where you are, and then thinking about where you want to be, and then working backwards. And so that's what I'm doing. This podcast is going to be the start of my minimalist lifestyle that I am looking to live. I have so much stuff out there, so much going on, and this is in every aspect of my life, my professional life, my personal life, everything in between that I have yet to categorize. I need to do a better job at cleaning those things up so that it makes more sense, and so that these YouTube channels and these other outlets that no longer serve me any purpose, and that may be confusing to anyone that may come into my life today and see I've done a whole bunch of a lot of different stuff and a lot of different stuff that no longer applies today, I want them to see and understand that, you know, this is where I am. That's what I've accomplished. This is what I'm looking to accomplish. And this is how you can grow and do the same within your own life, no matter what industry or area of focus may be your own in your own life. And so starting where you are, that is the word for this podcast. Start where you are. Think of where you want to be and work on those steps to get you to that point. And so here kicks off the journey for me in my new minimalistic living, cleaning up my world, my computer with all these old files, my showroom. If you don't know about my showroom, just go to my website and click Events and Beauty Showroom. You know more about that. And, you know, who knows? When you listen to this, it may be, I don't know, 5 years down the line, and I may have chosen not to continue my showroom. It's a 3-year lease, and I don't know what I'll be doing in the next 2 years. 1 year has already passed. But you'll see that I have grown and I've groomed, but I'm starting from a place of intention of wanting to clean up. And so start where you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you want to do. Think of your end goal. Think of what you want to become, where you want to be. Think of where you are. And then work on the steps to help you get there. And that usually means cleaning up your present, cleaning up your past. So that's what I'm doing. And now I feel so much better. Like I'm smiling at the end of this recording, as opposed to the beginning where I just felt completely overwhelmed. I put the words out. I got them out of my head. I put them into the universe. And now I'm ready. I'm going to categorize the areas in which I need to help me make baby steps to get closer to my goal. And then eventually I'll get closer to my goal. And at that point, I'll create a new goal. And I'll work towards achieving that new goal. But as of right now, where I am, cleaning up, backtracking just a little bit to help me get to where I want to be. And I know that when I listen to this, whenever I listen to this, be it a month, be it a couple months, be it a couple years, I will be inspired by the greatness that had come out of it. And so that's my story. That's my spiel. Hopefully it helps you in some way now or in the future. I look forward to connecting with you soon, CarmenVeal.com, and you can find me on all the various aspects as Carmen Veal. And as of today, you can find me on YouTube as Carmen D. Veal on the YouTube channel. I'll connect with you soon.